With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Fierce winds, just one of the challenges posed by Hurricane Beryl, now battering parts of the Texas Gulf Coast, bringing flooding rains and life-threatening storm surge as well. The Category 1 storm swept ashore this morning near Matagorda, roughly midway between Galveston and Corpus Christi.
The impacts are going to be ongoing for several more hours. We are getting reports of strong winds along the coast in the area south and southwest of Houston. Heavy rains are going to spread well inland with the storm. There will be a chance of tornadoes as well. So Beryl's moving inland, but this is not the end of the story yet.
Jack Bevin of the National Hurricane Center. Flood watch is being posted well inland now, all the way up to southern Indiana as the storm slowly tracks north. There's a political storm engulfing Washington Democrats, a growing number in Congress calling on President Biden to drop his reelection bid. But White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president has been stepping up his drive to convince people that he remains a viable candidate.
It's been more than a week since the president's debate performance triggered widespread concern about his fitness for office. With Democrats divided on a path forward, Mr. Biden is doubling down and pushing ahead. The White House and campaign have announced a more robust travel schedule in the days ahead, including a trip to battleground Michigan and a southwest swing during the Republican convention.
Congress back on Capitol Hill today following its July 4th break. Also at SRNNews.com, the Justice Department says that Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from two deadly 737 MAX jetliner crashes. A judge has to sign off on the deal, but see Boeing pay another $243 million in fines. On Wall Street, the Dow up 225 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to Hurricane Beryl.
The giant Christian relief agency has begun sending relief supplies to Caribbean communities impacted by the big storm. Over 24 tons of material has been airlifted into the stricken region along with teams of specialists. Food, water, tarps, blankets, solar supplies were part of the initial delivery, soon to be followed by other things. Samaritan's Purse is urging Christians across the U.S. to pray for the victims of the hurricane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of Christian and conservative groups urging Republican officials to draft a party platform that's pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Israel. Tony Perkins of Family Research Council Action says America is in an unprecedented place of moral and cultural confusion and is in dire need of leadership and moral clarity. The Republican Party must once again communicate a clear and hopeful contrast between the parties. This is SRN News. Israel is busy making medical preparations in the event a war should break out with Lebanon. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
As rockets fired from Lebanon become more frequent and more lethal, Israeli officials are completing plans for bolstering the number of medical personnel available to fight a multi-front war. Lacking a sufficient number of doctors and other health professionals, a call has gone international for volunteers to come to the Jewish state for tours of duty ranging from 2 weeks to 1 month. Because a shortage of doctors existed even before the war against Hamas, efforts are in motion to recruit medical professionals who will be used to fill the gaps created where doctors have been mobilized. The nightmare scenario is fighting terror proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, on three fronts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.